here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 15th of January, 2012. It was on this day, 1559, Queen Elizabeth I was coronated at Westminster Abbey upon the death of her half-sister, Mary Tudor. The French playwright and actor and manager Molière baptized in Paris on this day in 1622. He was born Jean-Baptiste Poquelin to a wealthy family. Father wanted him to go into law, but he took up with a theatrical family, and they formed a troupe and put on comedies, and he adopted the stage name of Molière. They toured the provinces for 13 years, returned to Paris triumphant in 1658 to perform The Amorous Doctor. Molière, though he poked fun at the peasants and bourgeois, was careful to leave the church and the monarchy alone, so he never ran into trouble, enjoyed the patronage of Louis XIV, who was the godfather of Molière's first son, and he always had work. He wrote The School for Wives, Tartuffe, and The Misanthrope, and he collapsed on stage during a performance of Les Malades Imaginaires, The Hypochondriac, in 1673. He finished the performance, died of pulmonary tuberculosis later that night. The British Museum opened to the public on this day, 1759, in the Bloomsbury district of London, admission free and by appointment to all studious and curious persons. Anthony Trollope once said, "When a man wants to write a book full of unassailable facts, he always goes to the British Museum." It's the birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. in Atlanta, 1929. He was 26 years old when he was elected to lead the Montgomery Improvement Association, which organized the Montgomery bus boycotts in 1955, which were successful and led him to form the Southern Christian Leadership Conference, which gave him a national platform for his mission to end segregation. And it was 3 years ago today, 2009, that Chesley Burnett Sullenberger landed a passenger jet in the Hudson River, U.S. Airways Flight 1549. It had taken off from LaGuardia en route to Charlotte, ran into a flock of Canada geese near the George Washington Bridge, both engines disabled, the left engine caught fire. Captain Sullenberger warned the passengers to brace for impact and made a water landing near the USS Intrepid Museum in Midtown. All 155 passengers and crew survived, and Sullenberger was the last person to exit, which he did after retrieving the logbook. Here's a poem for today by Susan Donnelly, "The Bloody Mary." Sunday in late December calls for one with a celery stalk and faint taste of Worcestershire to be sipped while eating poached egg and corned beef hash in a hotel dining room with someone you love. Touch the hairs at his wrist as the warmth endorses all bed-lingering non-church-going. It's the solstice, remember, when your frugal father would hand around dollar bills so the day would last longer. Stir ice into the rich red and consider such Celtic rituals as you watch beyond the tall windows, pilgrims traveling the paths past snow-fringed trees in the park. The Bloody Mary by Susan Donnelly from Capture the Flag, published by Iris Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. You can join its centennial celebration and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Nick Vedder, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.